With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like, buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hello. I'm Shane. Welcome to Smosh Mouth.
Hello. I'm Amanda. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. We have a very special guest with us today, Angela Giordanta.
Hello. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Angela.
And she has her mug that says, I'm kind of a big deal.
Okay, I didn't think.
Which is crazy.
I was going to hide it the whole episode. I grabbed
you
it from the communal mugs.
It.
I it's love how egotistical of you that you would choose that type
of mug. Oh my God.
And there's a star on it.
I always pick the least loved out of the communal section. I grabbed the dragon once.
Wait, you keep grabbing these like awesome mugs though, in my opinion.
But yeah, I didn't have coffee before this, so you're catching me as I wake up.
I'm extremely picky about mugs.
You are.
Same.
And particularly with the lip of the mug.
That's my
And mug. A lot of communal mugs, no matter where I've been, communal mugs always have weird, they're either
lips.
Indented or outward.
You want it thick? What do you want?
I think I like a straight, like a more classic.
He likes it straight.
And do you like it thin?
No, I don't think too thin.
Yeah.
Straight, normal.
I love a thick
I like my mug
lid.
Straight and normal.
I like my
I like
mug
that octopus,
that like dragon octopus mug. Yeah. I hate the ones that go
Oh,
go
it
inward.
Goes in. Me too.
I hate that.
Me too.
And I don't want a mug that has the thing where it's got something in the bottom, you know, where
no,
it's
that's
like, oh,
freaky.
As you drink,
that's
like
terrible.
Something comes out or whatever.
That I'm like, come on, guys, we're adults.
I like it simple.
I like it. I like the lip going out. I like it a little thick.
Yeah.
I don't like it going out, though, either. Because that just feels, it just, I don't know.
To me, I care less about the lip, a lot about the handle.
Oh, handle's a
handle
big
matters.
One.
I
handle
hate those
matters.
Ones where you can't really fit all three fingers.
Agreed. Okay, can I say something really quickly? Whoa. I know you watched the Martha Stewart documentary. Yes. Remember that part when she goes, and you know, people said I was an awful bitch for saying the teacup, can you fit three fingers in your teacup handle? No, you can't. Why would I sell that through Martha Stewart Living? And I was like, this woman is a boss.
She's a boss.
She may be aggressive.
And a bitch.
She's a boss and a bitch.
Yeah. If people are watching it, sound off because.
Sound off.
Sound off.
I'm telling you, the Martha Stewart doc, first influencer ever.
She was the first influencer ever. And she is. It's also fun to watch a documentary where she's kind of like calling the shots the whole time. She's like, I actually don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. They she's go, like,
okay.
That was funny.
Oh my God.
You need to watch it. It's really good.
But anyway, big lip. Big lip.
Nice handle.
Nice handle.
Okay, big lip, nice handle. That's what...
we're talking about.
That's the first conversation topic. guys, this episode is all about something big that is happening soon. December 14th at 4 p.m., we will be performing Smosh Mouth live, and you can watch it. It'll be at 4 p.m. PST, live.smosh.com. You can go and buy tickets for it. It's a sweet deal. And it's going to be a great show. 90 minutes of us just hanging out at the Dynasty Theater.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. The Dynasty Typewriter is like the cutest. It was the old Rita Hayworth. It was called the Rita Hayworth Theater. Old school.
Old.
It's so,
so nice.
Cute. So for people to come in person, those tickets sold out in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're sold out for people to come in person. Sold out in 1 hour, which is wild.
But you can still buy tickets for the live stream.
Still buy tickets for the live stream.
And the live stream is going to look really good.
Yeah.
Because it's like their specialty at this theater.
Yeah, they're very great. They're very good at it. I just did one literally like 4 days ago. And it's so fun because the cameras are on stage too. And they're not in blocking view. So you can like, you're going to feel like at home when you buy the ticket, you're going to feel like you're watching it live. Because you are watching it live, but you're going to feel like you're there in
you're
the theater.
There,
and I'm going to get up in those cameras.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get up in those cameras. So, and, like, yeah. Don't fret if you're not there in person.
You're going to feel like you're there.
We're going to get up in those cameras.
I'm going to open my mouth and fully enclose Whoa. My lips around the lens.
Oh, my God. You'll see full mouth.
Full mouth. You're going to look down into the lungs.
Thick lip and a handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Thick lip. This is a pretty big deal. You're going to be able to see Smosh Mouth without edits.
I know.
That's what's crazy is
we cut about 2 hours out of every episode.
Yeah, we sit here for about half a day and we
record
out
this for 5 hours, then we cut most of it.
Are you guys gonna do all the songs?
Yeah. Fuck
yeah,
you.
This whole
Are you doing the full script?
Yeah. We're going to do the full script, all
the songs.
We're going
to do your song that you and Chance made up. We're going to do that verbatim.
Oh, our theme song.
No.
You guys stopped putting that in the episodes. Why?
It's at the end,
That's
right?
The editor's issue. That's not our...
Yeah.
No, we're not...
Got
Here's the thing. This episode is not to reveal too much, but we will say that Angela's here because Angela is our understudy.
Yeah.
What that means in theater terms is...
Well, we had to prepare for the risk of, people get sick sometimes.
People get hit by buses.
Yeah. So
people get hit by buses.
We wanted to make sure the show goes on no matter what. So if Amanda or I, for some reason, are unable to make it that day...
I will be in the wings.
It'll be Angela... I feel like most people, I don't see anyone being upset by that.
I will be in the wings, full makeup, full tutu, ready to go on.
In fact, I think if I, for some reason, am sick, you should wear the lime shirt.
100%.
And you should be me again, because...
And here's the thing. Good.
Like, welcome to Smosh Mouth Live.
Fuck, dude.
God.
Shane is sick.
But I'd rather die than miss this show, so I will be there.
I'm
no
gonna
matter
Nancy Kerrigan your ass.
Don't even start.
That's
with
not
me.
Gonna stop you from doing a podcast.
I'm gonna crowbar both of your legs.
Then I'll still be able
still
to sit here
sit and do the podcast.
Did she do that with a crowbar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm gonna put you guys in the hospital right before.
And I will find my way to get there.
We'll bring the podcast equipment to the room. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be so exciting. I can't wait to just watch you guys do it live. Like, it'll just be so
fun. Yeah.
We also haven't had a live audience for one of our live streams in so long. We kind of had pseudo audiences for a lot of things.
We had one at VidCon, but that wasn't filmed.
Right, but I'm talking like for our live stream, like our live shows that we do.
Yeah, there's no edits involved at all. You will be watching everything as it happens in the moment.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of fun segments.
So many fun segments. I'm so excited about it. We have fun guests.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about.
Cannot tell you our guests.
We cannot tell you our guests.
We have some fun guests. We are going to take Amanda back to internet school.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to decide amongst several possibilities of internet history, internet events.
That's so fun.
That's the thing. I feel like this show is very much about the fans. So you will all be able to be involved in this live stream and
live show. It's
going to
be like you're at the table.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be sitting at this table. So many of you sitting around this half hectagon table. Is this a hectagon?
It's a half hectagon.
So how will people be able to give their opinions on things that you want to school me on?
That might be before the live show. That might be leading up. So pay attention to our community posts, to our social posts around Smosh. I'm not entirely positive where we're going to be asking for that, but it will be somewhere. We're going to make that decision. There's a lot of great options. You know, we'd never covered DashCon or Dramageddon, and there's several others. And we will go in on one of those in this live show. It'll be nice, too, because if we're getting something wrong, the audience will be there to be like, boo, or
like
wrong, and like, oh, okay. Like,
and to see Amanda, like, learn things about culture in real time is something really special.
You get to be there. You get to see the moment.
You get to see it. You know what I mean? Even watching that clip of her learning who Harambe is, I'm like, I wish I was in the room.
It really is fascinating.
It's like a shooting star, you know?
I mean, Angela, we had
that's
a moment.
That's how I felt.
We had a moment similar recently in the Google video on Main Channel.
Okay, I want to ask Amanda if she agrees.
So,
yes.
A mammoth.
A mammoth.
Yeah. 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 Hit me with it. Uh-huh.
Go on, Angela.
Could you understand a world in which someone would confuse a mammoth with a moose?
No. No, because I've been to Maine a lot, and moose is just moose.
Oh, you don't make this about your travels and how you're well-traveled.
It's not well-traveled. It's 4 hours in the car up the coast.
Maybe that's what it is, because I grew up in L.A., so a moose is also a, what is it?
A mammoth?
A mammoth to me.
No, a mammoth is like Ice Age.
But a mammoth is related to an elephant. Mammoths and elephants are the
weren't they same. Like frozen in the ice and people like found them and they're like, oh my god, a mammoth, holy shit.
Yeah, they found some
preserved. Ice age.
But mammoths are elephants, like they are of the same
yeah.
tree as
and deers
elephants.
Are just like reindeers and they're just like mooses.
Yeah,
they're all in the same family.
I think moose and deer I think are of the same tree.
So,
I don't know how close a moose yeah. and a deer are, but. But they have antlers. And they have...
Yeah, but in the clip, we did this Google ad, and we're talking about it. And in the clip, though, I once I see the trunk of a mammoth, I go, oh, that's not a moose.
So did you think that mammoths were alive to this day?
So no, because then I remembered the plot of Ice Age.
Right.
And Ray Romano goes extinct.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I'm so glad.
See, those moments, there's nothing, like, you could talk about the moment when you learned there's a difference between a mammoth and a moose, but there's nothing like being in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to buy your tickets.
See, I agree with you. I also must say, I don't think you're dumb. I think sometimes
no.
in the moment.
No, I never
no
said,
one said that.
And Shane,
Amanda,
Shane's been calling
Amanda,
me dumb since
Dave.
I
never called you
I'm just
dumb.
He's
no one... never called us dumb. That's what I do love, though. No, real talk. It's what I loved about working here is like when there's a gap in my knowledge, it isn't anything but a gem. They go, what?
Yeah,
oh,
you
it's,
think
it's
you
incredible.
Think frogs walk, and it's fun. It makes maybe possibly maybe being dumb or having a bad education fun.
You feel like a shooting star. You feel like you're on a shooting star, and you don't know where you're gonna land.
Yeah,
because people look at you like, wow, and you almost feel like you were just born that day, like in a skin suit, and you're like, here I am. Teach me, like in Fifth Element, Lilu, and she's like going through the whole thing, and she's like chicken.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
That's what I feel like.
I love that you call it internet school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It feels like
yeah, because
clear.
You really, there's so much of it.
There's so much that I must have missed.
Oh,
it's yeah, cool.
I mean, it's okay. You have to kind of be at a specific place at a specific time to know about it. And so many people are extremely online
yeah.
that it's hard to comprehend someone not being online as well.
Yeah. It's almost like you should have
and
merch.
And I would say over these past like couple years, it's even more extreme. Because I think an experience everyone can relate to now is where you'll be on TikTok and you'll hear about some creator or you'll get served some creator. And you're just like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And you click on them and they have like 80 million
yeah.
followers. And you're like,
that's true.
I have never heard this name in my life, but they're
yeah.
apparently
huge.
Huge. And that happens so often because now our internet is truly our internet.
Yeah.
Harambe was fascinating because that was still in the era where like the internet was the internet.
Yeah.
Go on there. It was kind of for everyone. Now it kind of sequesters you off to what you're interested in. So you'll be in your little zone where you think this is the biggest news, but you realize it's only being served to like maybe 300,000 people.
It's so true.
But it's you think it's your whole world because everyone that
yeah.
you're seeing is talking about it and going, this
yeah.
is the biggest thing, but it's actually not.
There's nothing wilder than getting that big news so many years later.
That's
and you're on a planet by yourself experiencing all the pain and sadness and intensity of that news. And then you're like, are we doing something about it? And people are like, dude, that was like 12 years ago.
Well, it's just crazy how like big culture is.
Yeah.
I can't
you're kind
say
of a big
wrong.
Deal. You know what? You're kind of a big deal. And that's your star.
You could have made the argument that you were a time traveler and that you came here from 2012.
Honestly.
Like.
Guys, I have something to confess. I've been time traveling. Since when did you say 2012?
I just picked a date, yeah. You know what's this is the thing. There's so many people I've met that are probably would react the same way as you did to all of this. Because in LA, there's a lot of people who are really just in, like, they're living life. They're into the theater scene. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah.
They're not like, I don't know. They're out. They're out and about. And I wasn't one of those people.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is we've talked about this a million times, but like, I wasn't allowed that much screen time growing up.
You don't even have a TV in your house, right?
No. Like,
growing up, did you have TV time?
It was limited.
Yeah.
So our TV time, me and my sister used to watch TV when my mom wasn't there. And the moment we heard her car pull in, we'd turn it off and go downstairs.
Wow.
Wow.
And my cousins didn't even grow up with a TV. So when they came over,
they had to sit by firelight.
And I bet they're super fun to hang with.
They're two of the funniest people and two of the smartest human beings, but some of the funniest people. And I'm like, how?
Like, I was just thinking about, like, do you remember when your parents were still at the restaurant and you, like, because they bring out the kids' food so early, I feel like.
Yeah, they do.
You're at the restaurant for so long.
Hours.
And that's when, like, I think I started, like, being weird. Is like, that's when you, like, start, like, mushing up sauces together.
Yeah.
Like playing imaginary games with the waiters.
Where the forks and the knives are, like,
with the
cheating on each other.
And you're like, oh, my God, he has a crush on me. Oh, my God, he's looking at me.
Oh.
Oh, my God. No,
they're all talking about me over there. Oh, my God. Or just, like, your brain.
Did you ever put pepper in water and was like, dude, pepper water.
Yes. And you're like, drink it. I swear it's water. I swear. And then you're, like, a little kid like this.
No,
I always wanted to do a character, like, at the restaurant. That's just sitting there, and he's been there for, like, he's just there for a long time.
Hours.
But now those don't exist. They have tablets. My cousin's kid, that's not my nephew, but he, like, when he's done eating, and then our food's getting here, it's time to watch Buzz Lightyear. And then he's just glued to it. Mm. And I'm like, that was when I started, like, building with condiments.
Exactly.
I think it's a really tragic thing that's happened. And this is the thing. I notice it with myself. People say it's kids. I'm like, look at any boomer, and they're fucking glued to shit all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's designed specifically to, like, hit that part of your brain that's looking for stuff all the time, and then you can't really ever satisfy it. And what I've noticed is when I'm really locked in all the time and I'm like, oh, I'm not gaining anything from this. Like, I'm just scrolling through bullshit.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, I have some knowledge of some things, but it's really, most of the time, it's nothing. My creativity is at its lowest. Because I'm like, oh, I'm not bored. Because I'm never bored. And
you're not allowing...
Your brain's only going to come up with weird shit when you're bored. But the second you're bored, you want to pull out a solution.
Literally.
And being bored means that's when your brain empties out and allows all, like, the inspiration that's kind of floating around.
Yeah.
No joke. I think the only two times I have been I can be creative during the day that I can, like, rely on are when I'm driving or when I'm in the shower, because I physically cannot be on my phone.
So true. So, you know, something fascinating. I didn't do the splits this year. Right.
I never have.
And I definitely didn't
I've overall gotten better about stretching, but I'm not really going for the splits anymore. I'm just trying to, like, stretch.
Totally.
But
yeah.
I've noticed, I was like, why is it that I'm so bad at this? Why is it so bad? I'm so bad at being consistent with this. Because I like stretching. I like the feeling of stretching. But I was like, oh, it's because I have to put my phone down for, like, a half hour to an hour. I have to kind of be there without something. I can't be engaging with something. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard. But the more I do it, the more I'm putting my phone away, the better I'm feeling.
Yeah.
It's just in the moment it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard to do the whole
doing the splits thing is more of a psychological issue for me than it
100%. I mean, it's so hard for me to sometimes just drive and, like, just look at the road. You don't need to be, like, thinking about or, like,
especially,
like,
if we have an endless amount of stuff now.
Yeah.
And it's funny that we're talking about this on a podcast that we hope people listen to and look at their phone. But it's so, I feel like the best thing to do when you have writer's block or you're, like, feeling sad or low is literally to put your phone down.
And do nothing almost.
And do nothing or go outside.
Yeah.
But it's really, really hard to do. It's so much easier to sit there and be like, I want to laugh.
You guys think you're going to be on your phone during the live show?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Could you imagine?
What I actually hope for, though, is, okay, so if people pull up our live show on their phone, I want to see the silliest places that people watched our live stream.
Yes, I love
like,
that's
like
so
someone
good.
Go out into the woods and prop it up onto a tree and be like, "Yeah, I watched the live show in the woods."
That's so chronically offline of them.
People are gonna love doing that.
Someone needs to build. If there's some place where there's enough snow, build a snowman. Put the
Whoa.
Their iPhone in the face of the snowman and be playing the live show from there.
That's the Smosh Mouth live snowman.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear where people watch the live show. Like, I want to hear about all of that because that is so great.
What's really fun about these like live stream shows, and I think I've noticed it ever since working here, like with the funeral and Smosh sitcom and stuff, and the Dynasty shows I've done is like. I love when people tag me in like their evening setup when they're going to sit down and
Same.
Enjoy it. Because what I do love about theater is like, talk about like not when you're not at home, you're like not on your phone. So like when you go see a piece of theater or a concert, you're like, you like put your stuff away.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
And it's cool when people buy these VODs and they can experience it at home that they kind of make their home a little bit like a theater where they're like, okay, here's like my drink and I'm going to like experience this in real time like I'm in the audience.
Yep.
I think that's a different thing, too, than the phone experience is, like, truly being engaged with something for enough time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as opposed to, oh, just a new thing, a new thing, a new thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I'm watching this thing
for
an hour.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
Yeah, for sure. And I love when people are just like, here's my setup. I'm drinking this or whatever, and I'm doing this.
I know. I think it's so cute when they show that because it means that they're really taking the time, and they're like, entertainment. I'm obsessed with... I mean, we're obsessed with the theater, but like I'm obsessed with people, if they can't go out physically to the theater, making it their own little like display. Like they have candles light and like the lighting is all set up. I love that.
The photos that make
with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Be nervous is when people are, they show photos of their cat or their dog.
I was just about to say.
And I'm like, now I'm nervous. Like, I hope this dog is enjoying this.
True. Heart critics.
Tag Shane and Amanda in your dog being sleepy during Smosh Mouth Live.
That means it's relaxing.
I'm kidding.
Didn't we have a comment saying that we had sexy voices?
Yeah. Okay. We got a comment and we need to do a video soon where we read like our favorite comments.
We are going to do that.
Where someone was like, oh, I've been a longtime Spotify listener and I finally watched the video of it. And I thought you guys have such great radio voices, but seeing you visually in person gave me the ick. So I'm going to go back to Spotify.
Shut the fuck up.
Nope.
And I was like, that's cool.
So this person saw us in person and they simply got the ick. By seeing us in person.
Can
so
you
like
imagine,
Love is Blind style and you got turned away.
It says, I got the ick in the most respectful way watching you.
I got the ick in the most respectful way possible. I'm sorry, that doesn't really work.
I think you can get the ick in a respectful way.
How do you get the ick in a respectful way?
You just go, ooh.
Oy.
I feel like once you get the ick, though.
Respectful.
Wait, no, I feel like once you get the ick, though, it's like, it's done. And you immediately, so... This person immediately went back to Spotify. They never watched us in person
no,
again.
I'm going to argue that this person romanticized your guys's, I guess, sexy voices and really built it up. So then when they saw you as just like normal people, it was like...
Are you saying we're not sexy, Angela?
Angela, no. Angela, you're not helping.
Did you just say we're not sexy?
I'm not going to tell both of you, my almost siblings, that I find you guys sexy. Wow. This couldn't be more the opposite.
Your two sibling, like, married co-workers.
My married co-workers.
There's, like, three layers of it being weird.
Who act like also my siblings, but also my parents. I will never find you.
Come on.
Who are constantly
whatever.
Putting disgusting wigs on together.
What I can relate to is there's a podcast that I've listened to for a long time, and I finally saw what they looked like in person. And it's just so
different
than what I envisioned that I was like, it's more like uncanny.
It's weird.
I'm like, oh, I have to kind of reconfigure how I listen to this show almost.
Yeah, the first time I saw Sarah Koenig, looked like.
Wait.
The Serial podcast.
Oh, I know.
I was like, that's what you look like?
Totally different.
Or Esther Perel.
Oh, Esther Perel.
I went, that's what you look like?
Some people sound so different than
Esther Perel, for me, matched, personally.
No, it was so different. I thought she was going to look so different.
What
that's
do you think
true.
She look like?
I don't know. Like Edna Mode.
Oh.
What?
I could see that based on her voice.
Yeah.
No. Well.
Like a crop hair and like really tiny and like, well, you need to listen to each other.
I get that.
Mr. Perel.
I get that.
Anyway. Wow. Are you guys nervous? You guys going to piss your pants during your show?
Yeah, that's okay. I think by this stage, I think with this type of show, I get nervous for Smosh Mouth, but it's kind of in a different way.
Because
it's not, there's no mark I'm trying to hit.
Yeah.
There's no lines I'm trying to remember. Yeah. We're going out and we're talking, but there is a bit of nerves in that, I'm just going out and I'm talking.
Yeah.
And that feels weird to me as a performer because I feel like I got to do more.
Yeah.
I always, no matter what, before I get on stage, I'm always nervous.
You are? I didn't know this.
Every single time before I get on stage, I'm always nervous. Even if it's like an improv show that I've done a million times, or I know the people, or I'm comfortable, or I have the script ready to go, like, I am always nervous before I get on stage.
So funny. Well, I think I am too, but like even at Dynasty, like, you and I, we have like an improv, we do some improv over there, and I remember like the way I get through it is like, if you're hanging out with people in the back that you're about to go out there and with and do the same thing with, you're like, let's just do what we want to do right here, and then we just have to do it out there again. Does that make sense? Like, that calms me down if it's like, we're hanging out back here, and we're just going to hang out there. That's it. We're just following the funny here, and we're going to follow the funny out there. And I feel like, especially for your guys' podcast, your guys' pod feels exactly like it does when I'm sitting at lunch with you guys. You're just talking about your interests and stuff.
Exactly.
It's true. I definitely get like that anticipatory feeling. Like,
me too.
It depends on the type of thing we're doing, but I definitely get it. And then as soon as we're out there,
it's fine.
It's kind of more out-of-body experience.
I will say I get more nervous for scripted sketches.
Me too.
Yeah.
Way more nervous because without fail, a minute before we're about to go on, we're backstage, I go, I don't know any of my lines.
Yeah.
I literally don't remember any of my lines, and I'm kind of freaking out, and it's like, I know them.
Yeah.
I know them so well, but I have that freak out panic that 100%. I don't know any of them. So with improv, I mean, there are no lines, so when you're like hanging out with them, you feel much better, but every single time.
Like, there have been shows where I have rehearsed less and put it in my body less and gone out there and felt that way. But like sometimes if I've drilled the material so much and I've run it in front of people and like for like musicals, sometimes you'll have like a designer run. So you'll have people come in and watch it. Like you have like just different, you have your body experience adrenaline over and over and over again before opening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then at some point you go, I am the unstoppable. I'm the thing that won't change.
Yeah.
Like I can have everything change around me, and no matter what, the material and me are staying the same.
Yep.
Mm. So sometimes I feel like if I've done the right prep for the right thing, I'm like nothing could. I'm not nervous. I'm just going to go out there and do the exact same thing I always do.
That's very much. And I mean, the podcast is interesting because there's not necessarily a right and wrong way to do it. I mean, there is, but there isn't. Whereas with scripted.
Yeah.
Content.
It's, yeah.
I do like to rehearse it to a point where then on the day I'm like, I'm not even going to think about it before I go out. And then I just trust that it's like in my bones.
That was why the sitcom was so fun, because it was that times a thousand.
And also we had done the other thing about the sitcom and doing shows like you've done, like Mamma Mia, but different. You do it so many times that on like your fourth time, you get to like be free with it. Then you get to like have fun with it. And it's like already,
you get to get freaky with it.
Have you ever had a live show go wrong?
Oh my God, so many.
So many. I have one specifically, and I don't know if I've maybe talked about this one. This one sticks in my head because it's the worst I've ever experienced it. It was in Sunday Company, such high stakes. We had gone over this sketch. My really good friend and I, we were like writing partners during the time. We were
I'm already nervous.
So out of ideas. We were done. We were like empty. Like, you know when you're empty? No, we were beyond empty. We had no idea. So we went to Huntington Gardens for the day. And we were like, let's just go to Huntington Gardens and get inspired, whatever. when we got there, since we were so empty, we weren't on our phones, we were just looking at art, we got the funniest interaction that happened in front of us that made us laugh so hard.
Oh, my God.
It was a volunteer, this, like, really sweaty guy. His name was Bob. And he was supposed to be volunteering in the Rose Garden, but he was in, like, the fancy room with all the Gainsborough paintings, like Blue Boy paintings, all the really nice paintings, and he wasn't supposed to be in there. And he was dripping sweat, and he kept, like, wiping off his sweat and sitting on the bench and being like, and talking to people. And this woman who worked there, she was like a volunteer. She was really tight. Everything about her was tight. Her head was even shaking. That's how tight she was. She was dressed like an art curator. And she came up to him and she was like, Bob, you're supposed to be in the Rose Garden. What are you doing here? This is the Gainsborough Blue Boy painting room. You're not supposed to be in here. You're not even supposed to be here till 3. And he's like, it's so hot outside, Diane. It's so hot outside. I can't be outside. And she's like, I don't care. That's where your volunteer is. So they had this whole little fight. And me and my friend are sitting there going like, this is what we're going to do. And we write out this whole script.
Oh,
I play the tight art curator. And she plays sweaty Bob in the Rose Garden.
Well?
We kept holding it till the last minute of our pitch because we were like, I'm afraid for this one. And every time we held the sketch to the last minute of the pitch, I mean, it's 1 a.m. And she's like, all right, any last pitches? And we're like, should we do it? Should we do it? Should we do it? And usually we backed out. I think we backed out like 2 weeks in a row. We're like, fuck it. Let's just do it. Because if you do a pitch and she hates it, you feel like death. So we did the pitch. Obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. It was like, this is one of your best sketches you guys have ever done. Because we knew the character so well. And we did it in a moment of like, wow, whatever.
Yeah.
So that ran for probably like 5 weeks, this sketch.
Oh, my God.
On the second week, they changed the ending. I'm supposed to, at the end, get so frustrated that I snap the clipboard between my thighs. Uh-huh. Like my art volunteer snap. So I'm thinking about that. I'm like, I hope it snaps. As I'm saying that, we're on stage, full house. Like, this is the sketch that has to do well. I go somewhere else. I completely black out. I don't even know where I am. I don't know what I'm seeing. I don't even see anything. Like, black in my eyes. We're on stage. Front and center.
You blacked out?
Blacked out. I'm just standing there with my clipboard. And my friend is in the character as Bob, sweaty Bob. And yeah. She's like, so Diane, do you want me? And I can hear her voice, but I'm somewhere else.
How long were you?
I don't know.
Were you like sick or something?
No.
But
I just completely left my body and forgot all my lines.
So in your head, you're in the void.
I'm in the void.
How long did you get any confirmation for how long you were standing there silently?
Our director definitely was like, what the hell happened? I think it was like many, many seconds. Okay. I don't think it was a super long time, but it was enough that it was like, oh. And my friend knew it. She was like, oh, she completely forgot all of her lines. So she was just improvising at this point. Yeah. And you're not really supposed to be improvising.
Sure, but.
You're like, they'll shoot you if they have
it. Yeah, basically. So then I don't know what happened. I came to and I skipped a little bit and I went to the line.
Yeah.
And I was able to snap the clipboard and we got off stage and I was like, I don't know what just happened. And she was like, you blacked out.
That's wild.
Like, I lost you.
That's never happened to me.
And I must have come to and then was there. And she said my line for me, but in her own way.
You, like, came to.
Yeah, we got in trouble for that, but not too much trouble.
Yeah.
Because they loved the sketch. And we continued it on for the rest of the weekend. It never happened again.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's because I cared so much about it.
Yeah.
And I was worried about a physical action at the end.
Your brain was somewhere else.
And it was really one of the worst times that I've experienced on stage where I put too much pressure on it.
Mm. But I mean, that's when they say, got your back right before your show. And you're like,
yeah,
you're helping each other.
And she wasn't mad at me at all. No judgment. She was like, don't worry about it. It's all good.
I can only really relate to that with auditions. I had a lot when I was a teenager.
You blackout.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't remember what happened.
Yeah.
I would go in. I'd come out. I'd be like, I don't know, fucking know.
You're like, just let me go play fucking
the
games.
The amount of nerves that you have
so
because
scary.
It's like, okay, this is your whole career. This is what you you're not going to high school because you're coming out here to LA to do this. And like, you're like
pressure.
It was so much pressure. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, you want to do this for fun. It was like, no, you're,
it's like, feed yourself.
You're going to come here and do this. And it all like accumulates at this point where it's like, you're going into this room full of adults. And you 15 need to be awesome. And if you're not, then that means you're not only not a good actor, you're probably not interesting as a human. Like, that's like the pressure that
you put
on yourself. So you just kind of go in and just, it's all into these lines. So what I often ended up doing was rushing lines because I wanted to make sure that I was hitting them. So I was just saying them as fast as I could.
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, I got the line out. Aww. And it's like, but I'm like, oh, the key is to just have fun and to not give a fuck because there's no right way.
It's really hard, though.
But it takes years. It takes years of like kind of.
I think when it says it takes years, it's because that's you literally settling in and getting used to that freaky, unbelievably uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
Oh, my God. I have so many stories. Now that you said that, I was like, oh, my God, literally 50 things.
Yeah.
In my mind. I have the story I keep thinking. I have a lot of stories about like having a hot mic. And it actually just happened at Dynasty literally on Friday. And it didn't happen in the theater. It happened on the stream. I guess I introduced the show. Ooh. And then I walked backstage and I'm like, okay, here we go. We're going to start. And I
watched that's it. Fine. At least that's all you're saying.
But it's so funny. And then on the comments, they're like, Angela, your mic is hot, which is very funny.
At least you didn't go out back and be like, I fucking hate this audience.
Fuck these bitches. Get me out of here. There's a story that happened my first Star Kid show ever. Where I, like, in the musical at the end, at, like, the peak point in Act 2, like, I'm supposed to, like, be almost dead, my character, and then some ethereal guy comes to me from another show, and he equips me with a gun.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Okay.
Hey.
Awesome.
I'm like with this person that's about to kill me and he equips me with a gun. So then I'm supposed to, he's like, go into your pocket. And I'm supposed to be like, oh my God, how'd this get there? Right? I couldn't remember this fucking prop every night. I'd forget
you
to put the gun.
That you had a gun.
I would forget because I remember it was like mid-show and I remember it was like in between stuff and I had changes and stuff and the prop table was at a different part of where the entrance was.
No.
And I never saw the gun before going to that entrance.
Which is bad.
Right? And like, and StarKid, sometimes you get maybe one run through before opening. And it's just like the style of it. Yeah.
So scary.
And it's just because it's original work and everyone's running around there and it's like really just like home brewed. And it's like, okay. So I had never run it and it was like opening night. And my entry, I had to go all the way around the theater to the back and go through the audience. And the gun's like all the way in the wings over there. And I remember like he's like singing to me, and this is opening fucking night. They're filming it, and it's like, and he's like, check your pocket. And I'm like, oh my God. Before he's like even says that, he's about to hit that part where he says check your pocket. I'm like,
stop. No.
And guys, I have to get this gun out and then kill the antagonist. And then I move on. Then I take the gun, run off stage, and then it like ends. And like, I've killed the antagonist. So I'm like, he's singing this whole song. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, what on me can I use as a gun? Okay.
Opposite of me at TSA. Where I'm like, I don't have a gun, right?
I'm literally like, okay, there's a pen, because my character has a pen in her pocket, and I was like, should I use the pen?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I was like freaking out, and this is my first show with them. I was like, they're never using me back. Like, I fucked this.
All these thoughts.
So fucking hard. And meanwhile, yeah, I can't imagine what it looked like when he was singing, because I'm just like. And then sure enough, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna fucking finger gun it. And then he goes,
smartest
check
thing.
Your pocket, and I go, whoa! And I take out my finger gun, and then I'm like,
has this been here the whole time? And he goes, yes. And he's freaking out, laughing at me. And then I go, oh. And then I kill, and I go, poof.
Stop.
And there was already a sound cue, but for some reason, because I used my hand, I
thought,
gotta use
so
my mouth.
Funny, though, about you pulling out a handgun and it making a real sound. Like, people, did the audience just think that
on
was...
On top of it, I went, poof. And there's a real sound.
Oh, the audience must have been like, that is so funny.
And here's the thing. It's like, when I make one mistake, somehow I memorize the mistake, right? The muscle memory was the mistake, right?
Yeah.
And we did this show, yep. I want to say, for 6 weeks. We did this show for so long, and I forgot that gun so much.
No.
I am not kidding. It was like so, like, we couldn't stop talking about me doing this and ruining opening night that I just kept thinking about, like, oh, I can't believe I forgot the gun. Can't believe I forgot the gun. Can't continue this. And to the point where, like, there was once where my mic was on and I went, I don't have the gun. And I was backstage and it was before my entrance. And I was like, I'm going to run back there. And I forgot my mic was on. And I go, I'm going to run back there and show up on the other side of the stage. She'll see me. And I run and I enter from the front, which doesn't make sense for my character, but I had the gun. And my character's like, oh, my scene partner. She's like, what are you doing on this side? I went, the gun. And then there was that one time I did that. And then there was another time where, like, at this point, I had forgotten it so much that because I was entering from the front of house ticket woman, they had her every time ask me if I had the gun.
That is so hilarious.
And she wasn't with the production. She was with the theater. And she'd be like, do you have a gun?
Like,
oh, fuck. And then I would run all the way back, go grab it, run all the way there, always run late. And it was this fucking gun. I would forget it every time. And that's
why. Holy shit.
That is so funny.
You know what? They should have just, like, X-ayed the gun and just had you do finger guns the whole time.
No, that was awful. I can't imagine what it was at the climax of this moment. And could you imagine this actress goes, here with your hands.
I mean, did the audience laugh at that?
Yes, and it ruined the tent. It was supposed to be like a
oh.
It would have been like, perfect for a Smosh Mouth sitcom.
I was like, what a brilliant mistake.
No. This is like it was like her ancestors
like
are coming through and giving her this gun.
Shakespeare, freaking like Othello. You're just like
at the end of Departed, Leo DiCaprio gets hit with some paintballs. it's just like, oh,
but like the
ow.
Exactly. I'm a cop. The whole band, the cast, everyone rose the stakes and it's so heightened. And then I go, and it's like literally I just ruined it for everybody.
You just go like this. You go, oh.
You gave me this? The power of a middle finger?
And then he fucking dies. That is so funny.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you wish that you had done something different than that? Or do you think the finger gun was
I know.
The best?
I remember being like, do I run backstage? Because it was like, if I ran right out there, I could just... Like, I know there's a stagehand back there holding the gun going, she doesn't have the gun. Right? So I could have just been like, 1 second. No, but I'm glad I did that with my finger gun.
My body is experiencing this moment, like, with you.
Like, what
right
would
now.
You do? Would you be like, hold on 1 second?
I see. I think
I
what you did.
Leave.
I think what you did was best.
Yeah, I would not.
You kept
leave
the
stage.
Show.
And I remember I had a chunky jacket on, so I kind of like did it like this.
Oh,
so it felt like there was a gun in there.
Which makes it even weirder.
I literally took my thing. I forgot I did this. Yeah, I went, oh my God!
Which makes it way worse because all you can see is two little fingers popping out.
Yeah, for the audio listener, I'm putting my fingers in my sleeve.
That.
I as far as like actual performances go, I've said this before, but my first performance ever on So Random, because that was in front of like a live studio audience.
Oh my God.
And it was my first week there. I had never been on a show like that with a live studio audience. It was like the biggest job I'd ever booked. I couldn't believe it. And on my first episode, they had me in like this pretty big scene where I was playing a parody of Billy Mays. But like it's like these kids in this kitchen, it's like a commercial, and I pop up and like start like saying crazy Aww. Shit to them. But so it gets to my part. So I'm crouched behind the counter and the audience is cheering, like Ugh. They start the scene, and I'm like, okay, like I'm about to do this. And then I pop up and I don't think it was long at all, because I've rewatched it and been like, oh, it looks normal. But it felt like I had a moment where I wasn't performing, where I was consciously just like, oh my God, what am I doing? this is crazy. I was like, I'm here and this is happening. This
yes.
is nuts.
Well, you're like, I can get in my way really fast.
I was like, I could mess this up so easily.
That's crazy.
So and then you just go. And then once you just start going, you kind of stop thinking.
Yeah. It's hard to be the person who enters, right?
Yeah.
Like I find it really hard, especially like in improv scenes or whatever, when there's two people going and they've got the audience going, when you're the one entering, like a little bit later, it's so much pressure. Because you have to be like, big news, really exciting.
Gotta
like
nail that mark.
And you have to like be on the same vibe. Because once people are laughing and a huge change happens, it's like a wave, right? They all either go with it or they freaking don't.
Have you guys ever eaten shit on stage?
No. Actually,
I've eaten shit so much.
Never on accident.
I fell down a flight of stairs on stage once.
Whoa!
In that same show.
God. Why does none of this
in
surprise
that same show
me?
Is the
in that same
guns?
Show as the finger gun.
Why does none
wow, that
of
was
this
your worst night of your life.
Surprise.
A different night, different name.
Oh.
And then there was another. When I was I did Beauty and the Beast in middle school, and I was the Sugar Bowl, which is ensemble.
Cute.
And I had a huge bowl on me, and I ate absolute shit during Be Our Guest, and it was the biggest laugh I've ever gotten.
Can
you imagine
surprised.
A huge bowl like whoa?
I'm surprised people laugh. Don't eat shit more here at Smosh. Ian was the most recent who ate shit.
Oh my God.
He ate some serious
that.
Shit. That's because you had a blindfold
that.
On. Well, you know what? We'll give people a little bit of spoiler.
A little tease.
We won't say what necessarily happens in the video, but we brought back the Quiet Place Challenge.
Yep.
But Amanda is the one wearing the blindfolds. Before we get into it, we're kind of walking around, we're running around practicing. Ian, all of us have the chickens tied to our Crocs. Ian eats shit. Bad.
It's
like he starts.
Way.
He's like running around. He slips and falls flat on his like stomach and face.
And he does the thing where someone, when they fall, when they get so much adrenaline, they're like, I'm fine.
Yeah. They
immediately
freak out.
Up,
they
like
freak
bounces
out.
Back up. But like it was like you.
So
you got messed up there, dude.
I was counting to 10, so I couldn't hear you guys, and I heard like a big sound, and then I heard everyone kind of giggling, and I was like. 5, 4. Like I went back to counting because I didn't know what was happening.
It's a great video, but yeah,
that's
you won't see that in the video. I don't think.
I do have a question. Are you guys able to rewatch your performances if they are taped?
I don't like to rewatch performances,
Angela.
I don't like to. I don't. Yeah. I have a hard time enjoying
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No matter what, I'm never enjoying watching myself.
Some Smosh content is different because it's almost like watching a home video.
Yeah.
If we're just talking performance,
live performance,
where I was trying to do a specific thing. Rewatching, I can't help but critique and go,
it's so hard.
Same.
No, 100%. I think I've. It's so hard, but I've just passed that because I'm like, it's always going to be hard.
Yeah.
And so I think I've just sucked it up a little bit. And now that is like, it's less hard, but like I can watch, like if I'm watching myself in a show, it's hard. It's hard to watch yourself try really hard. Does that
I agree.
I mean?
I also think when you're like, when you are performing live and in your body, you're like, okay, this feels good. And then you watch it back and you're like, oh,
I saw a clip of me in Under the Mistletoe. And I am trying.
Under the Mistletoe?
Under the Mistletoe?
It's our Smosh live show.
Oh,
forever ago.
Right.
Under the Mistletoe. I was like, did I make that up?
It was Angela's first Smosh live show.
Yeah. And I am trying. And I was just like, oh my God. I was also drunk. We were all drunk.
Yeah, it was like, under the influence.
Yeah. But it's just hard to watch yourself trying. And that's what you guys, for your Smosh mouth, you're just going to be hanging. Unless I crowbar your ass.
We're going to be hanging. And I think my favorite part, if we're allowed to talk about this, is that we are going to be asking the audience if they have anything that any problems that they want us to solve.
Yeah.
So even if you are live streaming, you will see things happening. We will be asking the audience that is there that night if they have any problems, and we're going to read them and hopefully solve their problems.
We'll solve them in our own way.
We'll solve them our own way. So it'll be like full audience interaction in that sense, in that segment.
Oh my God.
I'm psyched about.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be so fun.
I'm psyched about that.
So you'll have someone else besides Duran.
Well,
I hope nobody else's dad is missing.
If someone talks about their dad being missing in the graveyard, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what
I still think about that sometimes. That the way he knows so nonchalantly was like, yeah, my dad's missing.
Oh, my God.
Like, remember when he sat on your lap?
Yeah.
It was really sad.
It's
I don't
very
think he
sad.
Thinks it's sad.
I don't think
makes
he thinks
it
it's sad
even
either.
Wilder.
Yeah, it's not sad. You're right. It's just wild that he did it like that.
It's so wild.
Oh my God, I have another story of when I was a kid. This is, yeah. If you
okay.
want another one.
Sure. One. Childhood story. Let's go.
Wow. Me and Shane are going to be so great live because none of it will be edited.
Just, no, it just made me laugh. The like,
what
just
a
like,
dick.
Just like, yeah, this live show is going to be great. Oh my God, I have another childhood story.
If you guys
in my
are,
head, I'm going, oh, I got to give more. What else is there about stage?
If you guys are interested in a childhood story.
No,
so I'm actually never going to say that childhood story.
I've always said this about Smosh Mouth. I'm like, at any point, at any time, you're allowed to be like, yeah, I actually have something else I want to talk
about. It's stage related.
I have something. I have actually, after this,
no,
I have two.
You're going to say it because guess what? I'm never going to say
I
that
have
story.
I have two random
guys.
Ass things I want to say after this.
And I want you to do that right now because I will never be saying that childhood story.
No, tell us the childhood story. What the fuck?
No.
I just, no, I.
Wait, I want to hear the childhood story, Angela.
Oh, are you going to do Amanda like that?
I want to hear the
are
childhood story.
Are you
going
to do that to Amanda?
Because you're kind of a big deal.
Oh,
hey,
shut
hey,
the fuck
Angela,
up.
Are you going to do
no!
that?
No, that's a real gun. Okay, I'll say it really, really fast because it's a stage story. It's the first time.
We have tons of time.
I'm going to say it so fucking fast because of your fault. It's your fault. I'm going to say it so fucking fast. My mom tells me this story all the time. It makes me sound like a genius.
Okay.
So that's why I like to talk about it.
Okay.
I have. To
if you don't get this story out, I think I might lose my mind.
Angela, I cannot tell you how happy I am anytime our guest on the show is like, I have something I want to talk about. I'm like, great. That
I don't necessarily want to talk about
easier.
It.
Makes this job easier.
If you guys continue to talk about this story and
no,
not
let's talk
say
about
it,
the moment again. I said it and you said, sure, a childhood story. And then look to Selena to tell her. I'm kidding.
This
I'm
is
kidding,
my worst hell I've ever experienced.
I'm just trying to, you know. Okay.
Okay, let's draw this
I'm
out.
Just trying to draw
in
out
theater
before
terms,
the story.
This means draw it out. Don't end it.
This but, is like but, those clips on TikTok where they never get to it. And you're like, oh, my
oh
God.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what you guys are doing.
And you come to part,
right now.
And you come to part two and they're just like, hey, okay, so excuse my hair.
More
I
like part eight. And they're like,
up.
Craziest thing happened. So anyways,
I'm
not feeling too good.
Let's keep talking about when I pitch saying this childhood story and we never get to it.
Please tell the story. I'm going to pull out my hair.
Okay, I'll say it really, really fast. Okay, I actually think sometimes that my mom fabricated a little bit of it because it does sound insane. Okay, so I guess I was like a little kid, like little kid. And we were doing a production of Cinderella and we were doing Rodgers and Hammerstein's version of it.
Cute.
So each girl got to play Cinderella for one scene. Okay. And like, I was like little. Okay. And I remember I had one song and I had to sing the Cinderella song and I practiced it every day with my mom in the car over and over and over and over and over again. And this was like so young that your mom is like in rehearsal with you. Like all the moms are there and they're helping the kids because they're like, they can barely walk. Right. And like, I knew my song. My mom was always with me when I practiced my song. And then I guess it comes around for the show. Right. And during rehearsals, I guess I had no problems. I always sang my song. And my mom was like, great. She sings her song. She's got it. She knows it. She's doing it. And the show comes out. And my mom is a piano player as well. The song starts, and I don't move. My mom says, like, I'm frozen. And my mom immediately goes, fuck, like, damn it. She can't do it. Like, she's nervous. And then my mom hears the piano player playing the song, and my mom knows he's playing it in the wrong key. And I'm not moving. And he restarts. And then he restarts. Like, he's like keeps restarting for me. And I'm not moving at all, and I'm not phased at all, my mom said. And then my mom stands up, and she goes, you're in the wrong key! Then he plays it in the right key, and I immediately just start.
Wait, stop.
I guess my body was just like, that's not the song.
I feel like I've heard this story
before. I think I might have told you that.
I think,
I haven't heard this story because that duo of you and your mom, the mom being like, you're in the wrong key.
You're in the wrong key!
And then you're like, and now I will start to perform.
It was my earliest memory of like a mistake.
That's awesome.
Or like
a
mom,
the piano player's mistake.
Mom-daughter duo.
Yeah. My
badass.
Mom being like, that's in the wrong key. And then me just going, da ba da ba ba.
Angela's mom will be in the audience for Smosh Mouth Live to yell out when we're talking about the wrong thing.
She'll yell out, oh, childhood story, Shane?
Jesus.
It's even more embarrassing that I've already told you that story.
No, oh, I think you told it off camera.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the story, and I was very glad to hear the story.
I only care about you.
Finally. There's this whole thing where it doesn't matter. I'm always listening to Angela, and she doesn't give an F.
Amanda's caught me like four times now when I'm trying to tell everybody something, and only she's listening.
And I go, I'm listening.
And I'm not looking, and I go, wait, so this is childhood
and
story?
And I'm just like this. And everyone's like, you've seen this TikTok?
No, Shane, no. I saw the movie last night, and she's like, well, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
It's happened so many times.
And I know for a fact that Angela's like, you're not the one I want to hear this story, Amanda. There are others. Because she knows that I'm going to be like, that's awesome. Whereas like she wants the others' reactions to be like, wow, cool, Angela, whatever. So that she could be like, yeah.
I'm such a fucking pick me. It's disgusting.
And I'm always just sitting right next to her, staring at her, full contact.
I'm listening. And that's the story. I'm like, so what do you think? And she goes, well, I heard it.
And I'm like, that's an awesome story. And you're like, yeah, shut up. Anyways, Shane,
what
do you
think? Heard the story?
I need some negative responses. Oh, my God. No, it just sounded like a funny segue. Yeah. That's
no,
100%. All it was.
No, I know it was. I know it was.
15 minutes.
I know it was.
Please don't go backwards. We can't. You tell your story, and then we're going to move on forever.
Can I share? Okay, can I just completely segue now?
Please.
Yeah, segue.
A segue? Sure.
There's been something I've wanted to share on the podcast, and I keep forgetting to bring it up, but it's just a random funny thing. Do you remember when we did Blackjack on Smosh Games?
I played. I thought you played.
Yeah.
I played Texas Hold'em.
Wait, was it Detective Where's My Coffee?
I didn't play Blackjack.
Maybe it wasn't Detective Where's My Coffee.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't poker. It was Blackjack.
Blackjack. Yeah. I remember that.
Gentleman's,
Blackjack.
Right?
Gentleman's Blackjack.
Yes, I wasn't in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
I was in it.
I'm listening.
And granted, we're not paying attention. In any games video, we're really not paying attention to the game, right? We're just fucking around. We're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, but sue us if there's six
the
cameras.
The comments on that video were ripping our math skills so bad. And for me, like, someone, I was like, that, I think
it bothered me
more that, like, I have been truly doing, like, math puzzles and math problems every day since then.
Oh God!
Like,
wait,
months now. I'm like, my math skills are really rough.
You're trying
like,
to brush up on your math.
I was like, truly, like, oh, it is something that will go if I don't like, because I was in college for 10 years, so certain things
what can't you do?
What are you talking about?
You're brushing up on math.
There's apps that you can do like math challenges every day, and I'm like, okay, I want to do that because I'm like, oh, my addition and subtraction and multiplication is really shitty. I was like, I want to get better at that.
That's 10 times awesome, 14.
Shane.
What? 10 times 14 is 140.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoa, that was fast.
Okay. That.
Thank God you have those apps.
Brushing up.
Oh my God, you're in shape, bro.
It's like going
to
the gym.
10 times 14. I'm like.
Wait a second.
No, just basic shit.
So the commenters were like, "You guys suck at math so bad."
And I was like, and Michael Jordan, I took that personally. And so,
wow.
6 times 4,
24.
You're right. Ooh. I actually wouldn't be able to do these.
Not that fast.
Are you good at math?
I'm
also
very
not,
bad at math.
You have
to
get these apps.
I'm also a visual person, so
oh, okay.
You have to write down these problems.
And you say things out loud. Now, to be fair, a lot of times, like in that specific video, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah,
I'm truly sitting there just thinking of dumb things.
Yeah, you're a gentleman.
What's the funny thing I can say?
So that really got you.
A little bit. And it's more than I'm like, it's more the inner fear of like, oh, I don't want to get bad at math. It will go. I don't do math in my daily job or dealings in life.
No,
so I'm like, oh, it gets rusty really quickly.
We all have a calculator on our phone.
Yeah, for sure.
That made me think of like dressing up because you were dressed up as a gentleman. If you wanted people to dress up to watch Smosh Mouth at home, what would you tell them to wear?
Ooh. Full Tinky Winky
outfit. Like, what
outfit,
if people are, as gentlemen, watching it at home? Because everyone has a suit. Right?
Yeah, wear a top hat to
if you can wear a top hat and take a photo of yourself watching it, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Or, like, the limes shirt.
Oh, you could wear a lime shirt. You could eat limes. During
Whoa, eat a lime. That is aggressive.
Put a lime slice in whatever drink you have. No matter what the drink is,
put
a lime slice in it.
You could eat cereal.
Yes. As an adult, if you're going to watch the show in your bathroom, make sure to shut the door and lock it.
Yeah, we'll also be, you know, there'll be a special segment where we get into where Shane and I disagree completely, and we're going to settle some scores.
We've decided we're going to have an audience there, both watching on the internet and in person. We can settle a bunch of scores.
Yeah.
Right? That's amazing.
So Shane and I disagree on some big fundamental things.
Are adults allowed to eat cereal? Should you shut the door when you're using the bathroom?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Is Journey the best band out there?
I know you don't even believe that.
You think
from
Journey's
coming from
the
Boston,
best?
There's a piece of me that's like,
oh,
of course it is.
Go.
But no, I don't. But again, sometimes I do, but I don't. You know what I'm saying?
I love you guys so much.
Every karaoke song is a small town
so
girl.
So much. I truly do.
She's feeling grateful.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And this is why you're our understudy.
I saw that thumbnail of the cut video where it was like, would we hook up if we met each other? And I almost vomited.
No, I know.
So funny.
I legit got nauseous.
We knew as soon as that question came up, we're like,
I was like, all right, let's play.
Where this is
I was
thumbnail.
Like, yeah,
people
let's
were,
go.
People were blown away by how many questions we answered. And I'm like, one, we don't give a shit.
I don't
you
care.
Know us by now that we don't give a shit.
I'm like,
and two, I'm like, we know. Jubilee, we know the internet, we know YouTube. I'm like, not answering the question is the worst thing.
I was like, of course I'm going to be like, fuck, Shane, come on. Let's hook up. But you would never approach me at a bar. And people are like, whoa, I can't believe she said that.
This is crazy.
Will you guys kiss at the live show?
We can't reveal secrets like that. You just said.
Brennan went, bah.
I think that people would be like, oh my God. I think that people would be like,
click it off.
Yeah, they click it off immediately. They're like, yikes.
They immediately download a math app on their phone.
It just doesn't make sense.
I can't believe you just organically told us you're brushing up on math.
I'm not ashamed to say that I'm brushing up on math.
You know, no, Shane, I think it's awesome. I'm brushing up on words. I get emails where it says, this is a new word, and I listen to it.
You do a vocabulary of the day?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, I need something to do. Give me something.
Wait, you do stuff.
No, but I should have something that, like, every day.
Don't you play this game so you don't press snooze on your alarm?
Oh, that's a memory game. Yeah, I sleep through so many alarms, so my alarm is like a puzzle. And I have to do the puzzle.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I've seen those. There's those ones where it's like truly like a physical puzzle piece. And as soon as the alarm goes off, it like launches the pieces around your room. So you have to like run around and get
them. Wait, I might
Did you just make
those?
That up?
No, that's a real thing. There's real ones. There's also one that's like on wheels and I think it like rolls away.
Wait, I'm sorry.
And
what?
You have to chase it down. And then you have to kill it.
What psycho would want a puzzle piece that explodes?
Wait, I'm going to get it.
There have been times of my life where I'm like, I probably need this.
What?
I'm just insane alarm.
The app I use, the night before, you could take a picture of something in your house, and then in the morning, you have to take that exact picture, same tilt, same everything.
That's
Why?
Really funny.
Just press snooze and get up, but make a cup of coffee.
To hit snooze, you need to do that. Like, if you want 5 more minutes. Like this morning, I wanted 5 more minutes, so I did, like, 5 puzzles.
Wait, by that point, you're not awake?
I have the puzzles on super easy.
Wait.
So it's I can do them, I can basically do them asleep. It's like memorize like which block. And then I go like
And then I go back to bed.
And I remember it with my hand. And then it comes back up and then I do it. And then I go right back to sleep.
Sleeping next to
the
bitch.
I like the thought that if you get really sleepy, you get really good at puzzles.
Jesus.
You're like a sleeper agent, truly.
What?
And I'm like, wait, get her sleepy. And I'm like,
if we're recording a.
Get her sleepy, bring her in.
If we're filming a Smosh Games video for some reason at like 7 p.m., we're all tired.
And
you're just crushing it. And we're like, Angela cannot be stopped.
And I'm like, I've practiced in REM.
Like, when are you going to need that skill?
I actually am pretty good.
What if you hit a point where you're like, I didn't wake up, but I hit snooze for 30 minutes? I solved 30 puzzles in my sleep.
Then I feel like there's no point to the puzzles if you're hitting snooze for 30 minutes doing like 30 puzzles.
I've trained myself. My sleepy self is trained to just be like, continue. Just do it. Just do it and you can go back to sleep. It's like a survival instinct.
Angela, go to the gym.
to go to the gym, Angela.
Go to the gym. Go to the gym.
Yeah, you had to go.
You guys are making fun of me for doing math apps. It turns out you're solving puzzles in your sleep.
Hey, I think doing math apps is fine. It's awesome. Get it.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
It's so funny.
You're probably really good at math. And
it's,
that
it's math.
Sick.
It's some other. It's memory, math, and, like, reading.
Memory is supposed to be really good for you. So this is why I'm listening.
Do you have to be awake for it to be good for you?
I'm too positive to you people. I need to cut it down.
What?
Fuck.
What made you?
I'm not
going
to listen to you anymore, and I'm going to give you no more compliments.
I need to cut it down.
Smosh Mouth Live, I'm going to be a monster.
Oh, my God. Get live tickets to see Amanda be a bitch.
Live.smosh.com.
You're already seeing that. People's comments. So the last video that we put out of me and Ian and Shane, where I kind of roast Ian, where he's like, oh, do you think that we'd be friends in high school? And I was like, friends? Ian and I? And I saw someone write a comment that was like, honestly, Amanda saying that gives me the ick. That's her boss.
And that comment was like, her. I already saw her and I got the ick.
And people were like, dude, they're playing around like she's joking. And I rarely read the comments, but I read it and I was like, damn. But Ian knows. Like,
you're not
wouldn't
a bitch.
Be friends in high school.
And you're good at math.
If I took everything that we say on this show seriously, we're the worst people.
We're the worst.
Oh, my God.
We joke all the time. You know? Like, Ian and I.
But also, you wouldn't be friends.
I wouldn't be friends with Ian.
I wouldn't either.
Jesus.
That person who commented that was like, okay, good. It's all a bit. And then you just said that, and they're like, no, I'm back. You guys,
ick.
Awful.
Fuck it. Let's talk about it.
I hate you.
I'd be like, what's up? Did you do the assignment? Cool.
That's you and Ian talking in the halls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people should wear sense. Silly hats to the show. And I think if you're watching the show, wear a silly hat.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are coming to the show, wear a silly hat. If you're watching a show, wear a silly hat. That sounds great.
Wear silly hats.
That's really fun.
Block the people behind you when you're in the
Yes,
theater.
Wear really tall, silly hats so the people behind you can't
Yeah, see. Silly hat. Oh, you could be Abraham Lincoln working at Sephora.
Oh, silly color hat. Matched by Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Amazing.
That was, I will say, that was a duo bit. Angela helped me with that because... Immediately during that TNT, I was like, I want to be Abraham Lincoln. And everyone was like, Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan. I was like, I want to be Abraham Lincoln. And Angela was like, I see it. I see the vision immediately.
I remember I grabbed that shell and I went, use this as foundation.
Yeah, it was perfect. So that was a duo bit. And I'm like, do you want it? Maybe we could do it again sometime. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was a no.
Oh, what?
Maybe we could do it again sometime. Oh, my gosh.
Can you tell this is our first video of the week? This podcast we're recording right now.
It's actually so true.
Yeah.
We're not warmed up.
I love it. I love you guys. I love this pod. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited for the live show. You guys have been so supportive of us, which is amazing. And
you're a year old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like a year and a half old. We're a year
oh
and a half old.
Oh, my gosh.
We can walk now.
You can
we're
walk?
Done crawling.
Finally walk. I'm a couple months away from being able to drown.
Yeah,
Jesus.
That's so true. That's Jeez. So true.
That's so true.
Lock your gate to your pools.
Get your tickets at live.smosh.com. They're available now. Check it out. It'll be December 14th at 4 p.m.
That's a Saturday, 4 p.m. PST. It's about a 90-minute show.
That's a Saturday unless you're in like Japan or Australia, and then it's probably a Sunday.
That's true.
Or something.
Ooh.
But you know, whatever.
Saturday.
If you're in Australia, figure it out.
Let's just say December 14th.
Just figure it out. I'm always shocked at how many viewers we have from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I will say there's a lot in Australia.
There's a lot everywhere.
So let's just say December 14th.
It's December 14th, Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Saturday, December 14th. I'll keep saying it over and over again.
Live.smosh.com.
Get your tickets.
And
when you get a ticket at home, your pets can enjoy too. How fun is that?
Take photos
so
of your cats or dogs watching the show. Take your show to weird places and watch it.
Get some chips and salsa.
Show us the foods you're eating when you're watching the show. Yeah.
So for people watching at home, we are going to put a poll up. You guys can vote on what Shane teaches me about the internet. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to come up with
like the top four, and then we'll let you pick from there. And hey, if you feel like having a drink during the show, make a margarita.
Make a margarita.
Oh my God, you have chips and salsa with a lime margarita?
Yeah.
Come on now.
the lime.
Come on now.
Salt.
Salt.
And I'm just going to be in the wings going, you guys feeling sick? Yeah. If one of them sneezes, guys, I'm tapping out.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing is, Angela, during the show, if she wants to tap in, if she feels like we might be a little sick, she's going to do that.
Yeah. And we can't say no. Thanks for being here. Oh. Being so supportive.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Of course. You guys are my favorite.
Wow.
Thanks for being kind of a big deal. Wow. We're your favorite?
That's like a turn of phrase.
I will tell everyone that.
I'll tell everyone
Hey, look, like, don't you ever say like, hey, you're my fave.
No, not unless I really mean it.
Not unless they're my fave.
But you have a lot of favorites.
Oh, God. All right, guys. We'll see you at the live show.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Smosh mouth. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.